Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Chapter 63 of the Spiritual Combat, concerning the last four assaults of the enemy at the hour of death. The first assault against faith and the manner of resisting it. There are four principal assaults to which the enemy is likely to resort when we are at the threshold of death. They are temptations against faith and to despair, thoughts of vainglory, and finally, various illusions employed by the children of darkness, who are disguised as angels of light. As to the first assault, depend rather on the will than on the understanding, saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan, father of lies, for I will not hear thee. It is enough for me to believe as the Holy Catholic Church believes." Similarly, be sedulously watchful against any thoughts which may appear to be conducive to the strengthening of your faith. Reject them instantly as suggestions of the devil, who seeks desperately to lure you into dispute. If, however, you find it impossible to turn your thoughts resolutely from such matters, at least be adamant in your refusal to listen to scriptural quotations adversary may glibly present. For although they are apparently clear and precise, they will be invariably garbled, misinterpreted, or incorrectly applied. If, at this time, the evil one asks what the church believes, ignore him. But seeing his aim is to surprise or entrap you in words, be content with making a general act of faith. If you wish to mortify him further, answer that the church believes the truth. And if he wishes to know what the truth is, tell him it's what the church believes and teaches. Above all, keep your heart intently fixed on Jesus crucified, saying, "My God, my Creator and Redeemer, hurry to my assistance and stay with me, lest I wander from the truth which thou hast taught me. Grant that as I was born in the faith, so may I die in the faith to thy glory and my salvation." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, apostle of Rome, child of Mary, gentle guide of youth, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Why does Father Scupoli say we should not listen to the devil presenting us with scripture quotations? Well, he's obviously thinking, without saying so, about our Lord's three temptations in the desert. Because what did the devil do when he came to Christ? The devil himself quoted scripture. "Throw yourself down from here, for the psalm says that he will guard you with his angels, lest you dash your foot against a stone." In other words, the devil can quote scripture. But as Father Scupoli says, it will be misinterpreted. It will be incorrectly applied. It will be invariably garbled. In other words, just because someone is quoting scripture, that doesn't mean we should listen to them, especially when it's the devil. So the devil's going to try at the end of our life to come for us. And Father Scupoli is giving us the likely tactics he will use. He doesn't say he's going to use it with everyone or use the same exact method, But he's got a certain amount of experience, and these are the kinds of things Father Scupoli has seen. And this first attack is against our faith. And the devil, because the scriptures play such an important role in our faith, he'll use that at first, this divine authority. Father Scupoli says, do not dispute with him. Don't even listen to his scripture quotations. He doesn't believe them. He's using them against you. Kind of the way he's trying to entrap you, the way that people tried to entrap Jesus with the scriptures. And don't even think, he says, about kind of high thoughts or any kind of thoughts which may appear to strengthen your faith. Why not? Because that's involving you in disputing with the devil. And if you dispute with someone, you have to get close to them. You have to engage with them. And the whole thing here is not to engage the devil. Why? He's more intelligent than us. He doesn't have grace, but he's very, very intelligent. And this is why in the end we need the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, courage, counsel, piety, knowledge, and fear of the Lord. Because the devil is so cunning that unless the Holy Spirit directly helps us at times, we won't be saved. So don't dispute with him. Instead, Father Scupoli says, don't use your understanding, use your will. Remember, the understanding is the power for knowing the truth, for understanding the truth, for grasping how things are connected. The will is our power of choosing, of loving, of embracing, of accepting, of wanting. And simply, he says, with your will, just tell the devil, get behind me, Satan. Quote our Lord, get behind me, Satan. The father of lies, the scripture calls him. I won't hear thee. Why? I believe what the church believes. Remember, faith is an act of the intellect, embracing the truth, surrendering our lives to God, but moved by the will. We have to choose to believe. We have to want to believe. Our wills have to be touched by God. So in this moment of trial of our faith, we simply tell the devil, I believe what the church believes. And if the devil says, what does the church believe? You say, the truth. And then if he says, what's the truth? You say, what the church believes. That's as far as you want to go in disputing with the devil. That kind of tricky argument, circular argument as it were, but it turns out it's a virtuous circle. It's right. What does the church believe? The truth. What do I believe? I believe what the church teaches. Why do I believe that? Well, because Jesus gave us the church. He protects it, the church. We just go back and forth with that with the devil. It's as far as we should go. And in the end, what Father Scupoli wants us to do is not to think too much about the devil. Think about Jesus crucified. That's why we need a crucifix in our rooms. That's why we need a crucifix in our hospital rooms. If you're going to a modern hospital, ask your family to bring you a crucifix, so that we can more intently fix our minds, our hearts on Jesus crucified. He's the one who died for us. And we offer our lives in him, through him, with him to the Father. And we beg him to be our victor, to come to our aid, to give us the grace to stand in the faith. This is the faith in which we are baptized. This is the faith in which we want to die in. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.